Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, on a continually rainy Thursday morning. Holy cow, all morning it's been like that.
But it's good for the botanical garden.
It sure is. Oh, our plants love it.
Special thanks to Cody Krepplein, who was just here for a veteran spotlight and his unbelievably beautiful dog, Smoke. Really said some important stuff for veterans, and so proud of him with the new business he's got going, which sounds so good, doesn't
it? That's great.
Pork cooked over cherry wood, applewood, and the coleslaw. My mouth is like salivating. James Anderson, Green Bay Parks Department, talked about Kids Day. Was a lot of fun. And now we have another very special guest.
Linda Gutsky, you are the Director of Education and Guest Experience at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. And before I turn this to you, I used to be in politics.
Yeah.
And that was one of the best attractions that people needed to go to, not just for the Christmas thing, right? The Garden of Lights. But when we had foreign people come in from really outside our country, we always took them to the botanical gardens. That's such a beautiful piece of that. There's just not a lot like that. I mean, there's a few of them out there, but you've done a great job. And now it's really more than just looking at flowers and beautiful things. It's learning about them. And that's where you come in.
It sure is. Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that. We really appreciate that. We love it as well. So when we hear other people saying the same thing, it just really warms our heart and makes us excited that folks are realizing that we're there, that we are more than the holiday lights at our WPS Garden of Lights. So many people wonderfully come out for that. But this time of year is just amazing. Of course, like you said, the flowers are loving this rain. Our horticulturists are loving it. And it's a great time to be out at the garden.
And you have some good music out there, too.
We do. Yeah, we've got concerts on Thursday nights, on Friday nights, select throughout the summer.
Now, what are the main things that, like, if somebody doesn't, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been there.
Oh, dude.
Well, I know.
Mino.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So for somebody
It's funny because when we interviewed for this job, are you connected with the community? He said yes.
Yes.
You're the only place they
haven't
been.
Parts of the community.
But, but the thing is, I mean, Jim just raves about it. Everybody raves about it.
Yeah.
For somebody like myself who hasn't been there and you want to convince somebody to come out there. For somebody that doesn't know it, what would you say?
Yeah. Well, you know, so I was one of those people. I had been there for a wedding. I'd been there for Garden of Lights. Started working there because I love environmental education. I love connecting people with nature, with plants. And then I realized, oh my goodness, when I walk outside every day, there's something new blooming. And even if you don't like flowers or if you're maybe they're you like them, but they're, you know, not as much your thing. We've got concerts, like you said. So we've got on Thursday nights, our Santa Max concert series, which is free for our members. It just costs admission for the general public. Those are local artists on select Thursdays. On Friday nights, one Friday per month, now through September, we have more regional bands. We've got a Tina Turner tribute. We've got a Simply Elton. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about this.
Love Tina Turner. When we started in June. And she died, in May?
Something.
So anyway, we picked her music to for our intro, but then we...
1971, Proud Mary, when she did it live with Ike. Do you remember that?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't.
Can you do Tina?
No.
Because if you wanted me to come out there, I would be willing to do this.
Okay, tell you what,
I could be like, listen, seriously, this is one I do really good. Rolling on the river.
All right, let's go and see first before we assign him a part.
What do you think? People have told me it sounds so much like Ike Turner, it's mind-boggling.
You know what? Let me connect you with my events team.
Okay.
They'd be the person to make that decision.
We're coming to that.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, she did she? Hey, you know what? Whenever anybody has said, I'm going to pass it on to my
people,
never gotten back to me about anything, anytime.
It's just the nicest way to let you down.
It really is.
Plan on it. So that you have that Thursday nights, Friday nights once a month, and you have a great venue for that now. Maybe we should talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. In the summer of 2018 was really our first big summer with our new grand garden. And so large amphitheater, so there's the lawn that you can sit on, bring out your blankets, your lawn chairs and everything. Or if you want us to put a chair up for you, we can put a chair out for you too. Concessions, really a nice, great area where we can fit around 1,500 people or more. And the big stage, like we said. And so that has been really a game changer for us the last few years on being able to bring in these larger bands and bring more people in for music in the garden.
Well, and I think, and you also, you mentioned just briefly, but what a great place for an event. You know, I know you're in more in the education side of things, and I want to get to that. But
well, she's telling her, when she was talking about her background, though, grew up on a farm.
Yep.
And you're a teacher.
Yep.
So that's pretty good background for this, for her job.
It's great for your job. But, you know, medical college has their, when they graduate, they had their event out there. I've been there for weddings and just a lot of different events happen. I think that's really cool that people, you know, you look at the Hyatt and you look at, you know, the Northland, and those are great places, but Botanical Garden's up there too.
We really like to say that we are a place for all ages and all stages. So if you're celebrating a wedding, if you're celebrating a life, if you are celebrating graduation, we've had graduations out there. Yeah. We've had family events. We've had just mommy groups come on out and hang out for the day. So really, we feel like there's something for everybody, especially with the new Bell Children's Garden that we just built that opened last May, 2.5 acres, an immersive outdoor wonderland.
And that was a big project for Bruce. I mean, that was a significant donation that he gave you, but you really did a nice job of making that more into a, and I think it had always been for all ages, but that really made it children's kind of carved out a little bit.
It really did. We had a half an acre children's garden since we opened in 1996. And so when we took that and expanded it to 2.5 acres, and Bruce and Carol Bell were our major donors for that, as well as a number of others in the community. There was so much community support to make that happen, because especially after COVID and seeing the need to get kids and everybody back outside and connecting with nature, and you know, that really exacerbated it, I feel like, too. So having the Bell Children's Garden, and you can come and you can play in our splash pad, you can slide down the slide, you can crawl through the cave tunnel, all while also learning about what's in nature there and learning about native plants and where our water comes from.
Let's talk a little bit more about education. You have plant sales out there.
We actually don't have plant sales out there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Nice job, Jim.
We can talk about that.
No.
Linda, do you know why I bought them all?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, exactly. It's all Jim's fault.
But I would talk about more the education, because we would go out there and you would help us a little bit.
Definitely. And so education obviously is core to our mission at the garden, recreation, just connecting people with plants in whatever way that we can meet them at. So in our education, we offer things that you can sign up for in advance, where you have adult classes and cooking and horticulture and a lot of wellness lately, especially, you know, we know that, again, that connection with nature is really good for our wellness, you know, connecting back to your last segment as well. But then we also have drop-in programs. Drop-in programs for kids and adults. So on Tuesdays and Fridays, we've got story time for the kiddos out in the children's garden. We also have some discovery stations. So those are spread throughout the garden. You can really interact with them at any time.
Okay, when my grandkids visit, my granddaughters, I got to take it. I had no idea you guys had so many different things. I thought it was just walk around looking at flowers. I really did. I feel really stupid, but I didn't know this was such an amazing game. And I know the Christmas thing's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the best. I mean, that has become so, since 96, 97, 98, that has been so people's tradition. The holiday parade, you know, they'll go to that. But the Botanical Garden is on our list. And I think you're building new traditions. And I did that for years. I think that's great. Yeah,
thank you.
You really do that right. And but you do a lot of stuff right. And I think John's, you know, as much ignorance as he's showing, he's not alone.
Well,
And that's the thing about this. And I don't know why we don't talk about that more, because it's so unique. I mean, there's nothing else like it. Like, I don't think in Northeast, right?
Not in Northeast Wisconsin, no. There's another botanical garden in Wausau that's newer, or I shouldn't say newer, but still building, still developing. There's botanical gardens down in Milwaukee, Madison. But really, in the late 70s, that's when the plant lovers in town, they said, you know, Chicago's got one, Milwaukee's got it, Madison's got it. Why can't Green Bay, why can't Northeast Wisconsin have it? And that's where the dream of Green Bay Botanical Garden came. And it finally came to fruition, and we opened our doors in 96. But I think there were a lot of people that, like me, potentially, I thought, well, I like plants, I like nature, but I like the more natural nature, quote unquote. You know, not the formal, the gardens. I didn't know flowers as much. I was excited about more taking a walk through, you know, some of our more natural areas. And then again, when I got there and realized it was so much more than just pretty flowers, it's really amazing and really just such an escape for people, a respite for people.
And I think what you offer there, look, that is not an inexpensive place to operate. There's just
right.
You got a lot of labor there. You've got a lot of moving parts, you know, just the concession stands. So there is a fee if you go, but talk a little bit about the membership, the annual, because that's a good deal.
Yeah. So as a 100% community supported nonprofit, we're not part of this. We're not technically part of the city, part of the county or anything like that in terms of our funding. So you're right. A major part of it is our membership. And so our members, by purchasing an annual membership, which they start, they're pretty reasonable. Our most popular ones, of course, are our plus one, which is one adult and another adult. Anybody you want to bring along with. And then our family. So the plus one's at $75, our family membership at $85. That includes two adults and any kids and grandkids that you bring along that day. And they then get general admission free throughout the entire year. Yeah. Special events like our WPS Garden of Lights and our Friday night concerts, especially like our Divas of Soul coming up, they get discounts on those.
We are going to go.
Yeah, it's not just Tina; it's also Whitney. I forgot to mention Whitney
that's
too.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's
but
all
right. Anyways, yeah.
Right. A few stolen moments.
I do sing a little Whitney sometimes.
All right,
we're not going to do that right now. We're talking about the garden right now.
Okay. What is that?
So, back to our membership, we that gets you discounts then on those special events, and then come on out to the Children's Garden anytime. Come take a walk anytime when there's not special events going on, and those special events you can get into too at with special rates or sometimes free, like our Thursday night concerts. Our Friday night concert for Divas of Soul is July 12th.
Okay.
Let me double check my times here. 7:30. Nope, 7 to 9.
Wow. Yeah, so Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
Yeah, a tribute. Phenomenal. Divas of Soul.
Jim, we're going to that.
I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down right now.
But, you know, also
date
we know
night, you
that.
And me.
When I'm not. I'm going and John's going.
Separately,
we're not going
maybe.
To be right.
With some other people.
Yeah, we just worry about that.
Not that I know. Don't know if anybody else wants to hang out with us.
Yeah. We'll come back to that story. All right.
Yeah.
Stick around. I want to talk a little bit more about the opportunities for the membership and then a little bit
for
more
access.
On the education side. I think that's something people need to take advantage of. That's a very unique place. Oh, this was your song. This was our intro song.
This
when
was
we started.
Your song.
I did. Isn't she awesome? I mean, just like.
Love it.
This is a great song. I just love it. So we had this, but then John thought the music was about him.
All right, we got to set it a break. Yeah. Stay with us, Linda. Back after
sure thing. That's on the kids' side, you know, on the...
We're on.
Oh. we do it, too. Hey, welcome back.
We do that all the time.
Mine and the Mayor here with Linda Guskey, Director of Education and Guest Experience at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. And like I said, I'm so glad you're here because I would have no idea you guys had so many other different promotions and special nights and things like that.
Yeah.
And the camps, let's talk a little bit more about education since that's what your focus is there. And you have all the entertainment and you have somebody else who kind of oversees that a little bit more. But what are the more popular educational programs that the Botanical Gardens offers?
I would say our most popular drop-in activity, one that you don't have to sign up for, you can just choose on a whim to come for, is our story time. So for our young kids, our story time's on Tuesdays and Fridays. But for those things you have to register for in advance, our summer camps have really exploded the last few years. So we've had a lot of excitement around those where kids can come out either for just one day from about 9:30 to 3:30, or we have a week-long half-day camp as well from about 9:30 to noon for the ages of 6 through 12, so that, you know, early middle elementary age.
What a great camp. You're outside, right? And it's just such an awesome environment. And I think some of those kids, they didn't know we had this in Green Bay.
Right.
Their parents have been driving them by Lambo forever, and it's like, look, this is one of the more just... one of the best attractions here in Green Bay, you know, it's Bay Beach, Lambeau, but All right, so those day camp, and people can just get that from the website. How does if somebody's got a child or grandchild that says, look, I would like to send them out there for a camp.
Yeah, so our camps, actually, I should have mentioned this first. Our camps this summer are full because they are so popular. Yeah,
that happens.
You got to start looking in January or so.
All right, that's good advice.
That's when we start booking them. Yeah. But still coming out for, again, the story times, the discovery stations, which happen on Tuesdays from 10 to noon and then all day Wednesdays. Some more drop-in, just nature activities, different themes every week. Our seeds to snack, so if you're really interested in food, that is we take what's growing in the garden fresh. It's right before our Thursday night Santa Max concert. So from 4:30 to 6, our intern prepares a delicious snack, something new, something you maybe haven't tried before. Like last week, it was bok choy, a bok choy salad. This week, it's going to be a salsa with one of the herbs in it.
Sounds, we're kind of cheeseburger guys. But yeah,
can we go back to Cody's pork? Grilled pork.
Yeah. Barbecued pork. She's looking bok choy. We're looking at each other like, we almost said God bless you because we're just not used to what that is.
Well, how long did you teach school?
So I was never a formal teacher. Okay. I've been in environmental education for about 15 years.
Okay. Yeah. I just think I could see you in a class full of kids. You'd just be phenomenal.
Yeah, well,
you
can just
with your spunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You keep their attention. They'd never get bored.
Right. Like what? Like we used to be. I think the teachers today, and like I said, I've got family who are teachers, and we've had a number of teachers in here. That one is now she runs the Feed the Starving Children. And she was an educator you guys could be sisters, but they just have this.
Yeah,
this
with personalities, no question.
Personalities and just this really love for teaching. It's not like, I need a job. It's just, I think that's really cool because I think sometimes teachers, if you don't know the teachers, that's too bad because like someone like you, you're interested in every kid in that class.
Right. Exactly. And we like to connect with those schools as well at the garden. Our school field trip program has also exploded, partly with the Bell Children's Garden, part with just people getting to know us a bit more. And so we're excited to connect with teachers and provide them newer opportunities and look for ways that we can support them too. So we have schools come to us. We also go out to schools and do outreach programs there if coming to us is a barrier. We've got scholarships. You're saying before, access to the garden we know can be a barrier because there are admission fees. We need to be able to run it. But we have other programs, scholarship programs. Our Museums for All is our new admissions program that we participate in. Nationwide program where if you receive SNAP benefits, you can get up to 4 people in your family into the garden for $1 each.
You know, I will say this, though, and not blowing smoke at you here, but since, you took over or whatever, kids have been a big priority in this area. Mm-hmm. It really and truly, you guys started that, and other people like yourselves and everybody have followed right around. This is a great area for kids in the summer.
Yeah.
It all year, but those field trips. But I do want to say that Heritage Hill can get a little old. To diversify that a little bit and go to your place is, I'm sure a teacher comes out there and says, our kids are coming here,
we
next
sure
year.
Hope so.
We've got to put this on.
Although I do love Heritage Hill, I'll be honest.
So do I.
I love that history. But yeah. I'd love to live in. That would be a great place to rent out. I wonder if they'd let us rent out a couple of those. The barracks where
Heritage
the soldiers
Hill.
Stayed. Can you imagine?
That would be cool. The hospital?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Would that ever be a big fundraiser for them?
We're trying to make
them?
Some money for the NFL draft.
Oh, all right.
But trying to find different places to where people stay.
They're going to take, they're going to do it. They're not going to give us a cut.
They might. what I'll do? I'll dress as one of those Revolutionary War guys and tell stories.
Yeah, I mean, there are some ghosts out there.
Oh, no question.
We've done paranormal searches there before.
Are you into that?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Because our guy Todd, who's on vacation, is so big at that, it's mind-boggling.
I'm an amateur.
He's a pro.
Dabble, but yeah.
Okay. And he's a pro. And I'm going to plug him, even though he's not here and he's going to hate me for it. He has a show on Amazon Prime, Haunted State. Check it out.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
I love Heritage. I love Heritage Hill. I read the Declaration of Independence out there one day,
it
was hotter than hell. And I was in the wig and it was hot.
Yeah.
But
the day, because I emceed something over there, that's the same day, and they had one of the recreation things.
Yep.
And I'll never forget this. And it was like unbelievably hot.
It was.
And all of a sudden they stopped right in place and you heard ambulance. And he was telling people, please move away. And the ambulance came in. Somebody had passed out from the heat, an elderly person.
Yep.
But they didn't know if he had a heart attack or whatever. But what I'm saying
it was me.
Those guys were all in those big, thick wool uniforms.
And those are so
And they
heavy.
Didn't move. I gave them credit. They were so disciplined that until the ambulance left, the wounded guys still laid the way they were wounded and everything. And I thought, these guys take it real serious. Yeah,
the ambulance is going, who am I coming for?
Yeah, exactly. But it was so unbelievably hot that day.
And the uniforms that you have to wear are the ones
thick,
they have.
Because they're authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Botanical Gardens. What is your biggest event, though, still is the Garden of Lights. Is that a true statement?
Yep, our WPS Garden of Lights during from Thanksgiving through the end of the year is our largest event, our largest fundraiser. That really helps us do what we do throughout the year as well.
But people can join membership and donate throughout the year.
They can. So
give us I want the website again. I mean, and people can leave that as a gift, too, when they pass on.
They
I know
can.
My mother-in-law
yes.
did that.
We have our Perennial Legacy Society, so folks can choose to gift us that as they if they pass away or before that, you know,
right.
We've got many opportunities for that. Our website is gbbg.org, just like Green Bay Botanical Garden, and you can find all the information there on our support tab. And then, or if you just want to come on out, put / plan your visit, and that gives you all this information. Wednesdays are especially good during the summer because we have buy one, get one free admission as well during our Wednesdays.
Isn't that nice?
Okay, one thing I always have to do, and I have some review. What was your least favorite UP town that you'd have to go to?
Oh my gosh!
What do you mean, least favorite? What's
that's
your favorite?
Oh no, you person are like because
really
like mine was Ishpeming. Hated Ishpeming. So
honestly, was it?
She's in retail when sales. She's not going to say anything.
She'll know. Trust me.
Well, I'm trying to think back. I was a gymnast in high
school. So certain teams you play sports
and
you hate them
I
and their fans.
Different...
Yes.
Well, so that our big sense. Rivals were Kingsford.
Oh, the Flivers.
Yeah, Kingsford was our big rival when I was a Maroon.
And they were kind of mean
and I think
there
they
too.
Still are.
They were mean there.
Yeah.
I remember you'd go to the Burger King afterwards. It was a Beefaroo, I think, and or Burger Chef, one of those kinds. And boy, you walked through, and all the Kingsford kids would give you a hard time or whatever. And yeah. Okay. So that's yours, Kingsford.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were a gymnast.
I was.
That is. I'm sure we try to get Simone Biles. What's her name?
Simone
Biles. Biles.
Yeah. We try to get her on here. I mean,
oh, she would have been a lot of fun.
She's in Green Bay for a while, but now she's going on doing great. What a great, great person.
She's
huh?
really
we what also, a model. He also wants to get Dion Celine. Celine Dion.
Oh,
but he can't pronounce her name.
I
thank
know
you
they
so much
like.
For being here, Linda.
Thanks for having me.
Green
really
Bay, you're awesome. Great job representing. Back with Jordan Davis. Paddle the Canal. Welcome back. Boy, Amanda's getting into it now.
I love this song.
Now she's getting
this
into
is,
it.
This is like, it's get you going.
That sounds like a great concert coming up on July 12th.
Oh, yeah, we're going.
That really does.
We're going.
Tina Turner and Whitney Houston. Love it. We've got George Davis, I believe. George?
Yes.
All right, George.
Good morning, George. Coming on your way from Menasha. Is it raining as hard in Menasha as it is here in downtown Green Bay right now, George?
It's beautiful weather if you're a duck.
That's about it, right? Terrible here.
But speaking of that.
Yeah, you're going to be on the water. Talk a little bit about your
paddle
great thing you got going on, George. This is really popular, isn't it?
Yes. We've got a lot going on for the Menasha's 150th sesquicentennial celebration weekend. But the event in question is something we're calling Paddle the Canal. And it's an opportunity for anyone who has a kayak or personal watercraft that they want to paddle up and down the canal in downtown Menasha. We're getting together. And there's going to be a band on a boat that's going to lead the way. And
that's awesome.
It's a very chill, more of a float from one end to the other with music playing at the beginning, at the end, and just a good time for people to get out and enjoy the water in Menasha.
And what a cool way to see the city from that perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I think some people, we've all seen the water, but to be on the water with music and friends and then just really look at and you've got a beautiful community down there. That's very cool. How does someone get involved? And you say they can use their own personal craft?
Yeah, the event itself is free if you have your own boat. If you have a kayak, then we just ask you to show up at Jefferson Park. By 3:00, The band will start playing at 3, and it will give people plenty of time if they're running late and to get out there. And the band will play on the water there for a little bit, maybe 30 minutes. And then at that point, they'll make the slow float all the way down the canal through downtown up to the area that opens up in front of the lock at the other end of Menasha. And then the band will finish up and keep playing there until 5 p.m. So from 3 to 5, people can be out on the water and enjoy it. And as I said, if you have a kayak of your own, it is free.
Is Jefferson... Is Jefferson Park the one on Doty Island?
Jefferson Park is the one across from Doty Island. It's the one with the main boat launch.
Got it.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm assuming the band's going to be playing Smoke on the Water, right? Doesn't everybody play that?
They're going to be playing all kinds of stuff. The band that's going to be there is a band called Brain Stewed,
okay.
And they do all sorts of fun stuff. They're going to be doing an acoustic set, but still playing all their great rock and roll songs.
And it's out of Green Bay, huh? Green Bay tribute band.
Green Day.
Or Green Day tribute band.
Green Day tribute band. Right? They often do a lot of Green Day, that sort of thing, but they are also going to play all sorts of fun stuff to keep the mood going.
There you go.
You know, I've mentioned this on the show to Jim and everything before, and I lived in like the town of Menasha for a while, but then I also used to have to go pick up Kim, my coworker, because her car was always in the shop, and she lived on Doty Island. But I didn't know Menasha before that, and she ran this really cool shop across from like the yacht club type thing. Menasha. It's very cool.
It's a very cool city.
Menasha is like one of the most underrated communities, I think, around here. And I'm not just saying that because you're on, George, but I had never, I didn't have much to do with Menasha before, other than going to the football stadium, Calder Field, once a year probably, which they've really improved as well. It's not one of the nicest football fields around. But I think Menasha is really underrated.
I agree. I think that there's been a lot of downtown and, well, all over Menasha improvements in the last 15 years or so. Yep. And there's a real emphasis with your place on the water and taking advantage of the Lake Winnebago, Little Lake Butamore, the canal in between. And so it's a great place for all kinds of summer activities,
well,
really.
That Doty Island is just a great place in with what they're doing with the streetscape and the signage. I just think you've really got it going on there. And you got a new mayor now that's kind of leading the charge.
We do. Austin Hammond is our new mayor. He's doing a great job. We when we started planning the 150th celebration, we had Don Merquez, our former mayor,
right.
And he was very involved. But there was he decided not to rerun. Austin has taken over and done a great job of filling in and heading up a lot of the activities.
Yeah, we had Austin on our show when he was a candidate, and you could just tell the guy has the passion for it. You know, every new mayor's got a lot to learn, but I think you're in good hands. And you know, like John said, you've got such a great community right now. You can only make it better, and it's just people need to experience that. Is this open?
What they do is, you guys correct me if I'm wrong in this, George, but you embrace, and this is something Jim and I talk about all the time, you guys embrace your 150 years, you embrace the historical aspects, you embrace the fact that you are a, you know, blue collar, roll up your sleeves, get dirty kind of town, but yet you use that, but yet you guys are really modernizing some of the other area. So, you know, we're someplace just going, let's tear all this crap down and let's build all new yada, yada, yada. Yeah. You guys aren't doing that.
No, there is plenty of new things going up, lots of new developments and things like that. But there's a real sense of history downtown, and everyone that is in Menasha feels very strongly about their connections to the past. That's for sure. And so, yeah, we do embrace that. And, you know, for the 150th, we're not just talking about 150 years ago. We're talking about the whole 150 years leading up to today and where that leads us in the future.
That's cool.
So sure. That kicks off tomorrow. Tell us about that, the 150th, the celebration.
Sure. So it kicks off on Friday.
Oh, Friday.
And on Friday evening.
Tomorrow.
We're going to have music starting at 5 p.m., and it will be start out with the Cody Earl Band. They're going to be our opening band from 5 until about 6:30. After them, this is all on the Community First main stage. We'll have the band called 40 Years Late. And the headlining band on Friday night is going to be Hot Rod Huey and the B-Sides. That after the music, the highlight of the whole weekend is both nights we're having a drone show as well. So then Saturday we'll start back up again with some things during the day, an author series early, then the kayak event from 3 to 5, and then again 5 again for more music. It will be
Wait a minute, I gotta ask you something here. What's a drone show?
Yeah, what?
Oh, they're becoming very popular.
I've never heard of it.
And like, they might even replace fireworks someday.
What?
So drones. So the drone shows that I know of, I don't know if this is what they're doing, is they bring like hundreds of drones together and they coordinate them with lights to make pictures and like just this moving light picture in the sky for you.
That sounds really cool.
Don't oversell it. Is that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely right. Okay, that is exactly what they're doing. They program all the drones to work in sync with one another and to go up and to do a series of different scenes, images, and animations in the sky.
Wow! This sounds fascinating. That's cool.
So you have a bunch of
an organization?
Do you have that many drone operators then on the ground, or is it like, how many drones are
there? There's a team coming in that handles the drone shows. Okay. A professional team. They will be controlling it from one singular place, and they all act in unison together, and go to their right place and do everything they're supposed to do. And it's all pre-programmed.
Okay.
And as someone who's seen a preview, I can tell you it's going to be very exciting. There's a lot of neat images, a lot of cool animations happening, and a lot of Menasha-specific things in the sky.
I can honestly say I have never heard of a drone show.
That's pretty cool.
But it sounds phenomenal.
And it sounds pretty catered to your celebration.
It is. We had a very big the team worked very closely with the drone folks, so it's not a plug and play, you know, just pick images that they've done before. Nearly everything was done specifically for us to celebrate our community and our sponsors and all our local.
Yeah,
we need to hire these people. Mine and the mayor drone show right over the fox.
I don't think we've had that. I don't think we've had that
right over here on the City Deck Landing. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm talking to. We have. Two districts here. We got the Broadway district, and then we have the downtown Green Bay. And the executive directors are going to be on my show on Sunday. If we haven't had a drone show, it's Johnny and I are going to put
about it.
How can I ask?
I threw a picture up for you guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
Love it. There's jet planes.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you how much it costs, but you have sponsors to help out with all this.
We do have sponsors. Menasha Corporation is one of our major sponsors, and they're helping to make the drone show happen. It's similar. As she said, it's going to arguably could take the place of fireworks. There's no fire hazard. And there's so in that way, it's maybe even better than fireworks, and it's very controlled and we can have it do what we want specifically.
How come we don't know about these things?
There've been a few drone shows in Wisconsin, but I don't think there've been any in the area. So it should be something new and exciting for
That's
anyone.
That's awesome! You're pulling that together,
and just from the pictures that Amanda just put up,
it looks great.
Amazing.
They're slowly becoming more popular. I believe there was one city last year that actually did a drone show instead of fireworks. Not in Wisconsin. I don't remember what state it was, but I think I do believe they're going to replace fireworks.
So
someday.
Like all that you see, all the drones just take off from the ground and go up in these formations.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see this.
As soon as they turn the lights on them, yep. So they'll come up in Menasha. We have our marina right downtown.
Right, yep.
And that's the main stage is set up on the street, on Main Street. And when it's time for the drone show to start, everyone can turn left. And the drones, the city streetlights will kill. shut off, and the drones will light up in the sky and start doing their thing.
Wow, this is awesome. We're talking with George Davis now. He's kind of in charge of this. There's a huge weekend coming up in Menasha. There's sesquicentennial. And
how come you could say that and you can't say Celine Dion?
I don't know. Cause
Frank Herman's.
Because we had this back in 2004. We celebrated ours. So we're a little bit of ahead of Menasha, but they're ahead of us when it comes to the activities. Holy mackerel, this is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, and then what, you got any advice for like parking, and is there a cost to get into this? Food trucks?
It is a free event.
Good. Free event. Nice.
Yep, free event for everyone. I encourage everyone to come early.
Yeah,
and you know, as far as parking goes, take advantage. There will be signs and things downtown and where everything is, but we're basically going to be taking over between Curtis Reed Square downtown and the City Hall building.
All right.
Oh, and I should tell you too. On Saturday night, the music includes three more bands. The Time Machine Band, Lily Collins Band, and finishing up with Project Pink, the Pink Floyd Experience.
Wow.
And that's going to be a really highly anticipated show.
I think you should do the drone show and the Pink Floyd Experience at the exact same time.
And make the drones
pink. And hand out gummies.
Pink. And hand out
gummies.
Gummies.
They will incorporate together nicely.
Oh, man.
Hey, one last quick thing here for you, George. Another thing Menasha is very proud of. They have a Medal of Honor recipient, at least one Medal of Honor recipient from Menasha, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Just one that I know of. Yep.
Kenny Stump?
Pardon me?
Was it Kenny Stump? Or was he from Nina?
Yes.
Yeah, Kenny Stump. Yeah.
No, I believe that is correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's quite the thing for a small town to have a Medal of Honor recipient.
Very proud town.
Yes.
It is.
Hey, George, great job on promoting this.
Yeah, congratulations on your anniversary, and that sounds just like an awesome weekend. It looks like the weather's on your side, too, so this should be fun.
Yeah, sounds great. I hope to see as many people out as we can.
You know what? I also want to encourage people to go to, we had a young lady on that runs a shop in Menasha. She got the small business Menasha Hoagies.
Right.
Wonderful lady, came up from Chicago, does it all Chicago style.
Yeah.
She's in Menasha. It's a little shop. Please stop in if you're going to Menasha.
All right, absolutely. George.
George, you're great. Nice job, buddy.
All right.
Good luck with
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Thank
you.
See ya.
Yep, you too.
We got to get a drone show. We're on a mission to have a drone show.
I'll talk to those guys.
We're getting a drone show.
But Menasha Corp, their deep pockets and us, we got to work on a sponsor.
Can you dig into your Tupperware you got under your bed? We got to set a quick break. Back after this. Slowing it down a little bit on a rainy Thursday morning. How cool does that drone show sound?
You know, I've never actually seen one in Me person, neither. But I've wanted to.
I want to see one. I want to go to that. Every time we bring somebody on, it's like, I want to go to the Tina Turner special. I want to go to the drone show. I want to do all these kind of things. By the way, you know, I got that little situation on the Fox River Trail a week or so ago, and I got the citation, and then we talked it out and everything. I got to put, I'm not going to say the name, but a person... A Facebook friend of mine put a thing on here. It said, last week, we rented a cabin in Eagle River and drove around that area. We're first-time UTVers. We rented a UTV from Trackside, which was a really great experience. But we rode into Minocqua, where we were greeted with a welcoming sign and thought it meant we were good to ride on the roads. Well, we learned our lesson after paying two $245 fines. Yes, two $245 fines. And having to pay on the spot since we were out of towners and having to call the rental place to have the UTVs trailered out of town because they would not let us ride them out or just give us an escort out. We learned that Minocqua is not that welcoming. Did you get a ticket? No? Did you? Yes or no? No. Okay. Jim was where you got a ticket out here today. Our arrow is going on Highway 51 down into town to go to one of their local businesses, the Thirsty Whale. We did not know it was Highway 51. Looked like a regular commercial road to us. As I said, we're dumb newbies. Not an excuse. Said the very unpolite police chief. Hopefully we can help others avoid the same mistake. Yada, yada, yada. Wow. That's a huge two $245 tickets.
That's like 0 to 100.
Oh, my God. $245 for riding your ATV in the wrong road in Minocqua.
Wow.
They had to spend $490, and they had to give it to him on the spot because the police chief wouldn't let him ride him out of town or give him an escort out of town. Wow.
Well, that is, yeah.
That's amazing.
Should have been a warning, maybe.
Yeah. Got a text here from Mary. Drone shows are fantastic. No loud booms. So much better for veterans and pets.
You know what?
I can see that.
I like that because the pet thing is always a concern of mine on the 4th.
Not even just the 4th, like 2 weeks leading up and 2 weeks afterwards.
The entirety of summer.
The entirety of summer, you're right.
My neighborhood,
so
yeah.
I have a purebred beagle. She's going to be 15. She was born on the 4th of July. See you later, Jim. And she's terrified of her birthday because of fireworks.
She knows it's going to happen, yeah. I got a buddy who lives in, actually lives in Dykesville. And Vietnam vet went through some real tough times. And for like those 2 weeks before and after, he goes to his cabin up in like Crandon or someplace just to get away from the fireworks. Yeah. And especially like the worst part is he told me it's like it'll be kind of almost like in the middle of the night and somebody will decide to set one off.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's always like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Like by my house, they're already doing it. And I'm like, come on, guys.
How do you do? Why would you do that? Why would you do if you're in a neighborhood? And it's really late at night on like a Tuesday night or whatever. Why would you set off fireworks?
In the middle of the street, no less.
In the middle of the street and just, really?
Yes.
That gives you that big of a thrill?
I don't know. Like sometimes you'll hear them go off during the day and I'm like, what are you even doing it for? You can't see anything.
You can't see anything. Yeah. I don't get it. How is it that some people just either are oblivious to or don't care if they bother their neighbors?
I think it's a mix of both.
Okay.
Maybe more the latter. Like, I think the weekend of, fine, it's to be expected. But when you're reaching weeks past,
right. Exactly.
Like, just exactly. Go out in the country somewhere.
Yeah.
Away from people.
But you know when you're bugging your neighbors and worrying the dogs because they get all nervous. I've seen it before and all those. I don't get that. I just don't get it.
Nope.
But, all right. Boy, we had some great guests on today. But yeah, George Davis, Paddle the Canal in Menasha, that great thing coming up. And as I mentioned, Mary just said drone shows are amazing. I got to try to look one up. They must be on YouTube or something where you could see a drone show.
There's videos everywhere now.
Oh, okay. I got to get one. I got to take a look at that. But you know, you might be right, though, as far as taking over for fireworks.
I really do think it's going to happen. It's better for the environment, clearly.
Absolutely.
I mean, just no debris going anywhere. Less fire hazards. You can, again, with the no pets or veterans getting upset, anyone with PTSD like that, I really think it's going to replace it because you can also do so much more. You can do the pictures. You can make the words. And they often can sync them to music, too.
So does one guy program the whole thing or do you have a bunch of people manning each drone or that's the part I don't understand?
I don't know because I don't know if you can like have one person
doing multiple drones.
Multiple drones.
That's what I mean.
Or if it's like a practice people do.
Yeah.
That's something I don't know.
I don't know either, but we got to find out because just from those pictures I saw, it looks amazing.
It's amazing.
I mean, it looked like fighter jets flying through the air just with that one
picture.
It looked like actual fire jets.
There were so many other pictures I wanted to throw up, but that took way too much time.
Oh, I'm going to find some, though. I'm going to find some. That was great. That was just super. I had James Anderson on today talking about Green Bay Parks and Recreation Kids Day. That is coming up on the 25th because that is exactly 6 months before Christmas. They've got so much free stuff going on that day, folks, on the 25th. It is mind-boggling. Bay Beach has some great things. They've got that brand new park that just opened up, which is just great. Every little kid should be able to go and do something at a park, and this one is designed especially for them. God bless those guys for putting that in there. Cody Krepplein, great friend of mine from Veteran Spotlight, and he does so much for veterans. 3-time deployed combat veteran, and he does so much now with the service dogs. And he said the same thing. Anybody ever, you know, has an issue and they feel like they're going to a bad place, please just Facebook him and get together with him and he'll help you out. Linda Gutsky, boy, she came with a ball of energy, huh? Talked about the great things at the Botanical Garden.
I can't believe you haven't been.
No, I know, but I'm going to see, I sure want to go see Tina Turner.
If you want to see some pretty lights,
tribute.
I mean, they're not drones, but I went there for the Christmas lights. The winter display they have.
Yeah, I've heard it's amazing.
It's gorgeous.
I've heard it's amazing.
I cannot imagine their light bill.
I don't know. Why have I never been there? I don't even know exactly where it is, to be honest.
It's kind of over on the west side of Green Bay.
Okay.
Over by the airport area.
Okay. I got to go. Me and Jim sitting there jamming out to Tina Turner. I think that'll be a... That won't show up on Facebook anywhere.
We can make it a Tuesday travel.
Yeah, we could, actually. And George Davis, Paddle the Canal in Menasha. Some great things they've got going on down there. And we mentioned before about the amazing thing with the drone show that we got to take a look. We got to check that out. Absolutely. So Jim had to check out early. He's got a meeting to go to. Todd's got a couple of days off. So Amanda and myself putting it all together. And Amanda, keep doing what you're doing. You do so many things behind the scenes that people don't see. And with a lot of the vignettes we do on my veterans things or Tuesday travel, you don't get the credit you deserve because you're the person behind the scenes doing all that, and we very much appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
You betcha. All right, that's it for Thursday. We'll be back in tomorrow. Of course, have some live music here with Dennis from the Glam Band and a whole bunch of other stuff. Thanks for being here. Mino and the Mayor. See ya.